Hey there, welcome in. Feel free to look around. If you have any questions, just let me know. I'm happy to help. Certainly. I suppose I should explain what I do here. I go out into the wilderness and find just things that I love. I collect antiques in town. I sort of just make this space my own, I guess. Some people would call it a general store, some an antique store. I guess to me, it's more just my store. I don't know, however cheesy that sounds, but it's important to me. How do I make a profit? Well, I don't, really. I mean, I could, I suppose, if I started selling things online and shipping and doing all that, but I don't know. That sort of business has never really enticed me in a serious way. When my parents passed, they left me this house, so I don't owe anything on it. And the people in town, they're generous enough to be patrons of mine and keep my doors open. It's a simple life, but I don't know. I enjoy it. I suppose I don't need to explain any more than that, do I? Is there anything you're looking for? Is there anything I can help you find? Well, foraging just means, I don't know, local flowers, local herbs, roots, things like that. My mother, she made perfume in the town. I mean, given that this used to be a mining town, believe me, there was a need for it. And she taught me how to do everything. I guess that's my way of maybe paying homage to her. I don't know. She was quite good at it. Yeah, I'd be happy to show you some. I don't make that many. They're all her recipes. I haven't made my own yet. Maybe one day. But here, look. These four are the ones that she sold the most of. Are the ones I always tell people about. I've bundled them up in the past, but, you know, it's kind of the middle of the dead season right now, so I'm just taking things easy. Feel free. Yeah. These are all testers. Go right ahead. I suppose while you do that, I can kind of explain what they are. Each one represents a different portion of the wilderness out here. The one that you have right now is all wildflowers. Picked throughout the year, representing every season, and then dried, pressed, powdered, depending on whatever we need to do for them. Blended. The actual process of turning them into perfume, once I've gotten everything right, it's really not that hard. The hard part is picking them all and going out into the wilderness and balancing the right notes, accents, smaller aroma that are harder to find, things like that. This one here is all botanicals, so wild-growing greenery, things most commonly associated with nettles, mint, sharper extracts, things like that. I suppose the term that gets thrown around a lot is balsa wood, but for us it's just local bark of the white oak trees in the area. Gives you that really strong aromatic. I'm using flowers from different blooms as well to kind of brighten it up, but really the more rustic style. Not yours? Fair enough. Well, this next one is one that I suppose is the most generally appealing. It's the sweetest of them all, or the sweetest smelling, I should say. It's using wildflowers, fresh berries, and things like that to give this almost saccharine-like note to it. It's really beautiful. I'm glad you like it. I do think that this is probably the best one that she made. They're all amazing. I would never besmirch her name, but this one was my favorite. Do I think it smells good on you? Of course I do. It smells good in general. Why would it not smell good on a beautiful lady? Sorry if that's too forward. Anyways, this last one's for men. I don't know that it really applies, but you're more than welcome to smell it if you like. Of course. Wouldn't make any sense to smell it on a little tester, would it? No. Here, I'll spray it on me, and you tell me what you think. There we go. Get a whiff. You know, having you close like this isn't so bad. especially when you smell so wonderful. Well, feel like you got a good idea for it? Anyways, a little flirting aside, is there anything else you want to look at in the shop today? Yeah, just some antiques in the back. I don't know, they're not really part of the collection so much so as I help people around town place what they need, old desks, furniture, cabinets, things like that. You're more than welcome to look if you like. Here, let me go turn the sign to close, that way we can head into the back and no one will come in and rob me, although I can't imagine that happening. After you. Go ahead, I'll meet you back there in a minute. As you can see, not exactly an IKEA storeroom, but I don't know, I think it's a good collection. I try to keep one of everything, honestly. There's always something breaking or something getting destroyed, and it's important for us to have a backup of everything. It's not convenient if somebody has to drive 4 hours one way in a rented truck just to go get a piece of furniture that used to be here. Yeah, I do fix them up. My dad, well, he was a handyman around the house. This place is entirely built by him. Yeah, this entire place. Every beam you see, everything like that was all constructed by him. I helped out with some of the expansions upstairs, and I helped plant the garden in the back for my mother, but by and large, it's all him. I can't take too much credit for it. They were wonderful people. I miss them very much, but I try to carry on their legacy by taking care of this shop and making sure that everyone sees their passion as much as I did. Is there anything that catches your eye? Is there anything that I feel guilty even trying to sell you on stuff? I don't know, but that is why I'm here. If something appeals to you, let me know. We can mark it and potentially have it sent to you. I'd love for it to end up in a beautiful home. Well, I assume that your home is beautiful. Befitting of someone like yourself. No, I run the shop alone. I don't make enough money for practically anything, let alone someone else to help me run it. No. No wife. No. No girlfriend either. Well, yes, it does get kind of lonely sometimes, but that's the life out here. And besides, I really enjoy it. I can have my wonderful silence and long walks in the woods and still get visited by the occasional stunning, beautiful, incredible woman that walks in the door every now and then. No, I don't treat all my guests this way. Only the ones that ask to smell the cologne on me instead of the tester. Yeah, I test it all. I suppose that is a little ambiguous. More so, I just mean like, I make sure that the desks aren't wobbly and that the cabinet doors still work. The glass is properly secured on things that are meant to be seen through, and that it's not too cloudy. I do test the beds. No, I don't have a girlfriend or a wife. Well, I test them by laying on them and making sure that they're comfortable, and that if they need to have things replaced, that I replace them. You're right. I suppose I can't really be sure, can I? You wouldn't happen to know a way that we could test and make sure that they're safe, would you? You know, I figured you might. Suppose it's a good thing I locked the door. Although, I was afraid of getting robbed. Yet here someone is, sitting on a bed in front of me, trying to steal my heart. Oh no, you can say it was corny as much as you like. I saw that blush. You don't get complimented enough, do you? Well, in my eyes right now, there's a woman that is beautiful, smells beautiful, smiles beautiful and flirts like a champ. So how about I try being a little complimentary if you need it? You said so many wonderful things about the work that I do in my life. How about you show me something you're good at? That's right. Here, sit up for a second and get on top. Leave the skirt on. I have an appreciation for wonderful fashion, and I think it'd be quite fun to ruin it. So rough all of a sudden. Careful now. I still have to be able to walk when I'm done. That's right. Grind those hips on me. Fuck. Ooh, shit. You know, sometimes I feel like people are all talk, but you certainly are not, are you? You know what you're good at. What would I do without you to properly test these beds, huh? You make such a good point. No. Well, I'm sitting here, helpless, with a beautiful woman on top of me. What did you exactly have in mind? Huh? Did you think that I was going to be some pillow prince just laying here, letting some out-of-towner have her way with me? Oh, no. I wasn't planning on that at all. I just like to see someone over me. You see, I might not get out to the city very often, but we do have internet out here. And there's something I've always wanted to try. You see, when a beautiful woman just like you wears a skirt short, just like this, you can almost use it as a way to guide her hips. And I quite like that. You see, I'm no stranger to hard work. No one in this town is. But I imagine you might be a stranger to getting absolutely fucking manhandled. So why don't I show you what that's like as a thank you for helping me test this bed? Now then, take my hands. Come on. Now, feel with me. See this? These hips right here? Feel my thumb just rests right above your waistline. And if I press them in, there it is. You move around. And if I bunch up the skirt with my fingers, I can pull you and push you any way I fucking want. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Yeah, I figured you might. Wandering around town, seeing what there is to do. Well, darling, I promise I'm something very interesting to do. Now then, let me show you exactly why I like this little grip I have on you right now. See, I can grind your hips forward. Just like so, so that your clit grinds against my cock like that. Oh, baby, no. You should know. That perfume that you're wearing, that you so sneakily sprayed onto yourself earlier, it's not hiding anything. You're turned on right now, aren't you? You were so nervous a moment ago. Had such different energy. My mom talked about that a lot, you know, reading the energy of the room. She believed in more mystical things than I tend to, but I did learn how to read people. And you're excited right now, aren't you? You're excited to get taken like this. To get absolutely fucking used. Well, honey, let me be exactly what you need. Now then, I want to make sure that you really want this in case I'm wrong. Unzip my trousers for me and pull it out. Atta girl. You know what I'm going to do with this, don't you? Don't look at it. It's exactly what it feels like. And you're going to know exactly how far it reaches inside you in just a moment. Look me in the eyes and nod for me. This is what you want, isn't it? What you need. Good girl. Now then, remember how I said that with my hands right here, I can guide you exactly how I want? Well, you see, part of that is just pushing you down onto me so slowly so that I can feel every little bit of you. Look at me. Look at me. Come on, don't look at the ceiling. There's nothing up there. I'm right here. Oh, yes. And all the way down. Fuck. Oh, my God. No moving. I said I was in charge. Besides, doesn't a man deserve a moment to just relax with a beautiful woman mounted on him? It's a sight I so rarely get to see, and never with someone so pretty as you. Why shouldn't I get to take my time? It's the way we do things out here. Perhaps you could learn a little. If you need me to stop, all you have to do is just touch. That's right. All you have to do is just touch my thigh. If you tap it 4 times, I'll stop whatever we're doing. Okay? All right. Good. Now then, look at me. Are you ready to get used? Yes, used. Honey. Used means I'm going to fuck you like a toy. I need to test and make sure that you're still good, don't I? Uh-huh. Consider me an expert in these kind of things. Oh, yeah, we see. We start with grinding your hips against me like that. Oh, yes. You see, when we do this, with my hands just gently rotating your fucking hips on me, I touch every little spot deep down there, don't I? Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, nice fit, don't you think? You and I together. I think anybody would be lucky to be using you just like this. Anybody who would feel how wonderful you feel around me would be blessed. Oh, yes, darling. Grind those fucking hips with me, come on. Oh, atta girl, there we go. There we go. You're not used to this, are you? You're not used to just having to sit here and take what's given to you. Well then, how about this? Rub your pretty clit for me, won't you? Give it some attention. And then all I have to do is take one of these hands, put it on the small of your back, lift my knees up a little bit, and put the other one right here, right above your pelvis. Now, I know what you're saying. I don't feel any different, and I kind of miss his hands and my hips. Well, you see, dear, like this, when I pull you down onto me, I can fucking press right into that wonderful pussy right up front where your hand is. Uh-huh, and then when I push away with my hand here, I push right on your clit from the outside. Oh, yes. That face tells me everything I needed to know. All you have to do is move with me. That's why I propped up my knees. You're going to grind that ass against my knees. Just roll it up and down. That way we can make sure that we hit that spot just so fucking perfectly. Oh, yes, atta girl, see? All you have to do is just rock your hips back and forth for me. It's the only thing you have to think about. The thing I love so much about this is that when I do a good job, I get to feel that wonderful pussy squeezing me like that. Oh, God. Your pleasure is my pleasure, dear. Oh, fuck. God, you still smell so good, too. Holy shit. Oh my god. Fuck. Yes, baby, look at me. Oh, did you learn something today? Did you learn something about how good you can feel? Oh, other men just haven't given you the pleasure you deserve, have they? Oh, no, I can tell that they haven't. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. That's right, rub your fucking clit for me, baby. Oh, yes, I feel every little one of those sensations inside of you right now. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, look at me, baby. Look at me. Oh, yes, that's right. Look at me. What do you think, huh? Do you think this bed works? Do you think this bed is deserving of a wonderful woman on it? Oh, I think it is. I think we've done plenty of good testing. So much so, in fact, I don't think we even need to test it anymore. Uh-huh. I think that we should get up and go test that fucking table over there. I mean, really, what are we supposed to do with a dining room table if not fuck on it, huh? No, 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 I got you. So my hands on your back like this. Uh-huh, I got you. Now hold on, wrap those fucking legs around me. I'm gonna set you down gently now, okay? It's okay, it's okay. You can hold tight, you can hold tight. See, there you go. It's not so bad, is it? All right, now then. For testing a table, what do you think is important? I think we should make sure that if I slam my hips against yours as hard as I fucking can, it doesn't wobble too much, right? You think that would be a good test? Yeah? You're so adorable right now, you know that? I think it would be a good test too. Now to help me, I need you to hold onto the sides of this table for your fucking life. Because I am going to fuck you harder than anyone else ever fucking has. Ugh. Oh, fuck. Yes, baby. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Look at the way your fucking tits bounce on your chest like that. Oh, shit, I can see every little vibration from your ass up to your fucking chest. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. I think this table's doing a fucking great job, don't you think? Oh, yes. Fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck. Feel that fucking momentum when I fucking stroke, don't you, baby? Oh, you like feeling my balls against your fucking ass too, don't you? Oh, it's okay. I know. I know exactly how to make you fucking feel good. Oh, God. Enough, enough. Oh, I think we tested this more than enough, don't you think? I mean, the legs are still attached, although yours look like they're getting a little tired. Why don't you rest them on my shoulders? Yeah, I believe you can. Just throw them up like that. And now, you know about this one already, don't you? I'm going to get every part of me inside you. I want to be as close to you as I fucking can. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. No, baby. Fuck. Will you just squeeze in all your hips for me? I'm going to hold you up a little. Just like we practiced earlier, my thumb right above your waist. And I want you to just roll your hips for me, okay? Okay, here we go. Oh, fuck. Now you see, we've tested the bed, we've tested the table. I just need to test one more thing. I have a particular fetish, you see. I like being completely still when I come. I want you to work for it now. I've shown you exactly what I can do. Show me what you can do. Grind yourself onto me like that. Just imagine you're rubbing up against anything. Be as hard as you fucking can. Use me, understand? Use me. I want to be used for your pleasure. Just like this, filling up every little bit of you. Do you understand? Oh god, yes. See, we just roll our hips. Oh god. Oh god, baby. You are so fucking sexy. You are so fucking sexy. You are so fucking sexy. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh yes. Yes, I think that you feel fucking incredible. I think the, oh god. I think I'm gonna come. Oh fuck. Yes. Yes, I'm gonna come for you, honey. I'm gonna come for you. Oh my god. It's slow. It's slow. It's okay. No, it takes time. Just keep grinding against me. Don't worry about me. I don't even want you to think about me. Just use me for your pleasure. Oh, yes. Oh, you feel me swelling up? Oh, you do, don't you? I'm going to fucking come. Oh, God. Oh, it's so hot. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel it running up my body. Oh, God. Oh, keep grinding for me. Oh, keep grinding for me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. Oh. Hey. Stop, I'm getting sensitive. Fuck. Why don't we go, make sure that bed really works. Yeah, come on, I got you. I still got you. I know I just came, but I can be tough for the two of us. Besides, the thought of not being inside you is worse than any cramp I could fucking get. And here we go. Come on. Just lay on my chest. Fuck. What do I think? I think you did an amazing job. I think that anyone that ended up with you in their home would be quite the lucky man or woman. What? Do I really like my life? I love my life. I don't often get stunning women walking in the door wanting to test cologne on me and who care so much about the integrity of my antiques, but I like it. Yeah, I'm happy. Everything I need is around me, and I don't want for anything. What else could I? Well, no, I don't know you very well, but I mean, you wouldn't exactly be an unwanted addition to my life. I know I said I like my solitude, but I don't know. I suppose I think about being with someone that I love and sharing this life with them sometimes. No, I wouldn't be mad at all if you came to visit. I would like that a lot, actually. You think we could really turn this business into something? What is this we exactly? Huh? You're gonna magically move down here and abandon all those city connections you have to come sell furniture in the mountains. No furniture. Well, then what are we... I don't want to sell the perfume. I don't think it's that good. Besides, Well, no, I think my mother did amazing work. I just... No, I'm not insulting her. Hey, come on. I'm ticklish. Don't do that. Fine. If you help me get all of this set, then I'll trust you. But you have to promise to come out into this sleepy little town and help me pack up those fucking orders when they come in. How's that sound? And I might have some furniture we need to test every now and then. You know, pick up a new piece and we see how durable it is. You'd like that, huh? I'd like that too. My name? I suppose I never really did give it to you, did I? I'm Asher.